calculation process to give you an idea. So we'll switch back to here. So basically, it's a semantic compilation. It means that you don't compile what the user, the block diagram defined by the user, but what the block diagram really computes. This is why the semantic aspects are very important. We need to be able to discover what is the computation represented by the block diagram. To do that, we do a symbolic propagation. And so to discover the equation of each output signal according to the input signal. Then you normalize these equations so to discover common sub-expression and to be able to simplify the computation. And then you do several other things in order to generate the code. So I would just show you the code generated by the mixer, and you will see that it's, first of all, it's a code that is self-contained, doesn't depend obviously of any DSP library. And it's also very optimized. So here is the mixer code, for example. So the code here is the result of merging the architecture file for JAG GTK application and the computation described by the FOSS program. So I go to the here the computation itself, the description of the user interface of the mixer, and the computation of the samples, and here the loop that computes the outputs. So basically, you can see a first kind of optimization that is done by the compiler. So we discovered that some signals involve computation of on user interface elements. And this computation can be taken out of the main loop to be in order to be computed once per block. So this is all this what you see in this line here, and the output signal is computed here. So here you have the computation of the envelope detection that is used for the view meters. And here, the computation of the output signal. So each input signal is multiplied by one coefficient, which is computed just one per block, because it depends of the sliders and all the conversion of the sliders. OK. So maybe I will just stop here to leave time to my friends. OK, thank you.